Laurie knew how to tease me without my being offended. And there was something about the way she would smile that, you know, I can still see very vividly. She was the first person I really, truly loved. But I grew up in the 40s in a small rural community. There were certainly no role models of what it means to love someone of the same sex. So I didn't know how to understand that. My high school sweetheart, he proposed to me. And I thought at that time, that's what a woman did. She got married. And it didn't take me very long to realize that I'd made a mistake. So he and I decided to get a divorce. During all of this time, Laurie and I had stayed in touch. I knew that I loved her deeply. She said, well, I have very strong feelings for you too, but most of all, I want to have children. She met a man who had asked her to marry him. Then she got pregnant, and she said, if it's a little girl, I'm going to name her after you. Well, it turned out it was a little boy, and I was relieved. It really would have been excruciatingly painful if she had had a little girl named after me. Somewhere along the way, she said, if I outlived my husband and you don't have a partner, perhaps we can grow old together. And somehow that made it all right. But then Laurie got cancer, and she didn't live very long, and I did not get to see her again. It didn't hit me so much until I turned 60, and I began to really think about old age, and this was the time that Laurie and I were going to have, and it didn't happen. There are certain kinds of love that never die. But I don't regret at all our time together. It is where I learned that I could love and I could be loved in that complete sense of the word.